Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Along with Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little push against free speech. To me, it has to just be treated like an enemy action. I mean, it's fairly simple. It's fairly simple. Especially as we listen to my son's favorite song, The Battle of New Orleans. It's like when the enemy line is marching towards you with their drums beating and their flags waving and their guns leveled, it's time to stop trusting the spy that tells you the army's not there, right? It's time to just look at what's actually happening for what it is and ignore all of the, you know, various wartime deceits that are employed by the enemy faction. So maybe we'll just try to compile a list of just over the last few months, the number of right-wing dissident social media outlet owners, like from Pavel Durov to Kim.com to Andrew Tate to Gateway Pundit to VDare to InfoWars to Elon Musk and Brazil. I mean, it's a full-scale push to destroy anybody not in their pay, not in their control. And again, you talk about foreign influence. Breitbart, the outlet, was literally founded in Israel, as well as a number of others, directly taking orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, unless they're registered as foreign agents as well, all the excuses are pointless. Like, who cares? Who cares what the reason they say is? We know what the reason is. We know what the reason is. They are very, very rapidly, and if Kamala wins, it's over. It's over, and I've got videos to show you that are really very chilling. We'll try to get through to people. I don't know what tack we have to take here, but whatever. Whatever argument we have to make. I know people are going to go, well, but hate speech is bad. But, you know, if they did something illegal, then they got to be charged for it. That's just the way it is. Like, people don't get it. So, like, do we need to make the economic argument? Is that the only thing that will sway people? Like, they don't care that the First Amendment is being destroyed. They don't care that the New York Times is writing articles about how the Constitution is a threat to democracy. Just utter madness. But they don't care. They don't care about any of that stuff. They don't care about the technocratic control grid. They don't think it exists, even though they interact with it every day. So, like, you'll save $5. Do you care more about saving $5 than preserving your God-given rights? Is that the argument we have to make to get through to some people? Because we'll make it. Whatever it is, we'll make it. I mean, apparently they don't care that, you know, the state will take away your child if you don't let him wear a dress. That doesn't matter, apparently, to them. But you can save $5 on gas. So is that enough? I mean, whatever. I don't care, you know, what we have to say to get through to these people. But, like, this is it. And again, I'll show you the videos of Kamala Harris and Merrick Garland. They're telling it. They're advertising. They are broadcasting right now their intention to, the moment the election is over, launch a full-scale roundup of everybody who opposes them in the alternative media. In a very wide, like large, wide-scale roundup operation. It's very scary, and there have been supposedly fake arrest warrants published online for the likes of Andrew Torba on Gab, and I'll read those in just a second as well. But, I mean, this is the ultimate conflict of our time. Like, what happens in the next few months, what happens in the next 60 something days is going to determine whether we have free speech anymore forever, pretty much. So almost just from a tactical or strategic standpoint, anybody even giving the remotest affirmation of this indictment or these accusations is playing into the enemy's hands, like very, very obviously. And again, we'll break down exactly what this censorship regime is going to look like in just a minute. Let's just do this real quick. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 6th of September, 2024. The father of the accused shooter of this mass shooting at a school in Georgia has now been charged with second-degree murder. The father of the 14-year-old accused of killing four people at his Georgia high school was arrested and charged on Thursday with two counts of second-degree murder in connection with the attack. The state's Bureau of Investigation said the father, Colin Gray, 54, was also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter and eight counts of cruelty to children. Officials said in a news conference on Thursday night, the charges against Mr. Gray are, quote, directly connected with the actions of his son in allowing him to possess a weapon. Chris Hosey, the bureau director, said at the news conference he declined to provide details, including what evidence had given the authorities probable cause to charge Mr. Gray in the attack at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about that shooting in a little bit. The image of the shooter is out now. We have more information about that. Meanwhile, top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesperson blasts D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution in secret recording, saying the case is nonsense. A top Department of Justice spokesman in New York was caught on hidden camera ripping Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his recent prosecution of former President Donald Trump, accusing Bragg of conducting lawfare to further his own political ambitions. We'll show you that video maybe in the next segment if we have time, if not in the beginning of the next hour. Meanwhile, YouTube takes down Tenet Media, Lauren Chin channels after DOJ indictments. YouTube took down several right-wing politics channels that have been linked with allegations from the Justice Department that Russian government employees were paying right-wing influencers in the U.S. to produce content. The Google-owned website YouTube terminated Tenet Media and four other channels run by right-wing media entrepreneur Laura Chin as part of the company's ongoing efforts to combat coordinated influence operations, a YouTube spokesperson said in an emailed statement Thursday. Again, just total nonsense. You have your life's work and your source of income removed because somebody else was accused of something unproven by the DOJ. That's the paradigm now. That is the MO from now on. They don't have to prove anything. They don't even have to really accuse you of anything. It's almost like having been caught and gotten away with doing this behind the scenes. They're just doing it out in the open now. It used to be that the DOJ would quietly go to their back channel communications with social media websites and YouTube and quietly ask them to remove things, and you would never know. Now they're just coming out, and essentially what we're seeing here is the DOJ coming out and going, Tim Pool, Lauren Chin, we accuse them of causing division in America for criticizing us. Remove their channels. And YouTube says, yes, sir, and they do it right out in the open. Meanwhile, all the streets were destroyed. Palestinians count the cost as Israel pulls back from Jenin. Residents of Jenin in the occupied West Bank are taking stock after 9 days of what they say has been the most intense, sustained Israeli military operation in their city since October 7th. Witnesses describe widespread destruction of infrastructure, severed water and electricity supplies, and people rationing food for fear of going outside. It has been the deadliest period in the West Bank since November, according to the UN. The West Bank, I remind you, not controlled by Hamas and unrelated to the activity going on in Gaza, but this does align perfectly with Netanyahu coming out and giving a presentation with a map that includes West Bank as a fully annexed part of Israel because it's a land grab, folks. Finally, Elon Musk has been asked by Trump to lead a government efficiency commission. And there's actually something very funny about this. I'll tell you on the other side. Stay with us.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep, by and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We have a surprise guest here. Greg Reese, the one and only Greg Reese, who, of course, you know and love from his incredible content at band.video and, of course, at Greg Reese on X. Greg, do you read me?
Yes. Hey, Harrison. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, very good to hear from you as well. And I'm glad you – I've actually been wondering what your take was on this whole situation. You've been watching the show and hearing, you know, Matt and I sort of go back and forth on this. Just give us the breakdown. I mean, what do you think is happening here with this accusation, this indictment from the DOJ?
Well, it really, in my opinion, it all comes down to the human herd. Before 2020, before the lockdown, I never understood the actual power of the human herd. I've been fooled and brainwashed, so I understand brainwashing, but I didn't really grasp the power of it until they made people put the masks on. And once I saw that, and you know, I don't have to explain it, we all saw it. It was one of the most illuminating moments of my life.
Right.
And it changed me and made me understand the human nature very well. For a year almost, I had a very dark thought about it. For a year, I kind of wanted to get rid of the herd. I was like, I blamed them for everything. And then I felt like, well, shoot, this is probably, if the enemy is some type of evil satanic temptation, then what better victory would they have than to get the rest of us to kill the other half that really needs us? They're the wounded ones. They're the mentally ill ones. They're the ones that have been, they're casualties of war. And more importantly, they're being used as a weapon against the rest of us. If it was not for them controlling the herd, they would have no power. All of their power is in the herd. All of their power is in the lie. And so that's what we're fighting, is the lie. And to take $10 million from RT in today's political climate, that's the actions of a useful idiot. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, for all of us to realize that just because we're not in the herd, we're not a whole lot smarter. Maybe we're smarter, yeah. But we need to be humble and recognize our human weakness. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the herd. That's the main objective, is to get the herd on our side. That's the main objective. And then to take care of them. And then we take care of each other.
Right. That's like, it's the silver lining to the cloud is like, okay, these people just follow like sheep, you know, wherever the shepherd leads them, which is depressing in one regard, because you want people to think for themselves. But then it's also a realization that, like, all right, well, if we were in charge of things, and if it was our message they were getting, they'd be just as, you know, vociferously on our side as they are on the enemy's side. So it's, in a way, it's like, okay, now we know what we have to do. We have to get control of these systems, because then, you know, we can be the ones that lead the herd, and instead of leading them to their demise, we can actually lead them to victory and success. So, you know, in a way, it's like, it's just human nature, and we have to understand it in order to deal with it. And I totally agree with you that, you know, if things are too good to be true, they probably are. And if you're getting millions of dollars that you can't really justify, you might want to look that gift horse in the mouth. You might want to, you know, ask a few more questions, which, you know, some people did. So, I mean, how do you think this plays? I mean, do you think obviously this move, this indictment, was a psychological move to direct the herd and leave them with the impression that Trump supporters are Russian controlled? So, I mean, what do you think the truth is behind any of this? I mean, is this the DOJ actually going after people who'd actually broken the law, or something else?
You know, I don't know, but it doesn't matter, because the herd doesn't, and once again, I think it's very important for people to realize, like we are all the herd. Those of us that are seeing this, we're just on the outskirts of the herd, and we're just kind of like shaking our heads off, being like, what's going on?
Right.
And we're seeing it. And so we have to, like, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to save our own ass, or are we trying to save humanity? And right. If we're trying to save humanity, we have to deal with this. We have to accept the reality of that. Like, we have to stop getting confused and upset and discouraged and frustrated by the fact that, oh my God, they believe that? Yes, of course they believe that. Mm. They're going to believe whatever they're told, no matter what. Accept that and move on, and that's what we're dealing with. So they don't even need any evidence of Russia. You know, we know that. But now they have evidence. So it doesn't matter if the evidence is good or bad. It's good enough. That's a reality that we have to accept and move on. The moral of the story, I love Russia. I went to Russia. I was there for 6 months. I was on a tourist visa, so I never accepted money. But it doesn't matter. Just the fact that I was there for 6 months is good enough to mean that I'm illegitimate. You know, but I'm okay with that. I'm already illegitimate because I question the surface of the earth. You know, so I'm not worried about it. I accept that reality and I move on. That's what we have to do. We just accept the reality and move on. And the game right now is the herd. And that is why the RFK Trump thing like, I'm not, I don't believe in the two-party system, and I don't believe in the election. I think it's all a psyop and an illusion and a game. However, I will vote this year simply because it's for humanity. The RFK Trump Union is the most unifying thing I've seen throughout all of this. And you can say what you want. They're both controlled by Israel. It's probably leading to World War III with Iran. Maybe, sure, yeah, fine, whatever. But in the reality of today, it is still the most unifying thing I've seen. And that's what I'm in this for. I'm trying to unify with my fellow Americans, and so that our great-great-grandchildren can still have a decent life here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, even just expanding out, like, this indictment against Lauren Chin and others, like, this is just sort of the first salvo. We can see that they are gearing up for, I mean, the moment Kamala Harris gets in office or even wins the election, I mean, they are coming for all of us. There's nobody speaking out against the government that's going to be safe from their intervention through something like this. I mean, what do we do about that? I mean, as much as we have to go as hard as we possibly can to try to prevent the Kamala Harris presidency, again, not that Trump's going to save us, I get that, but obviously, you know, it's over if Kamala gets in office. But if she does, what are the contingency plans? I mean, what do we do about the full scale attack on free speech across the world right now?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's like, if they take down social media before the election, fine. I mean, isn't that it to be expected? I mean, does anyone expect there to be a free election? And if they do, how can you argue that you're not in the herd? Mm. That is a dumb take to think that, oh, we're going to have a fair election this time. There might be a landslide. It might be obvious that there's a certain winner. But how are you going to expect things to be different right now? That's literally the definition of insanity, and we all suffer from it. So what I would expect is there not to be an election. I would expect chaos from here until then, including the taking down of social media, if this is what it looks like, you know? And if that's the case, the best thing to do right now is for everyone to start talking to your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, get to know your neighbors, get to know your community, start coming up with a plan for everything, a plan for the collapse of the federal government and probably the secession of states and the formation of a split. Mm. That would be my guess. Unless there's something else going on. But I have to say, Harrison, I don't know what's going on. You know, I really don't. I don't know what the end game is. I know I've heard a lot of theories, but I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of can't know. And that's the worst part about this is, like, we have to respond to them. You know, it would be nice to just be able to go, yeah, they indicted him, but who cares, moving on. But it's like they're convincing Americans we have to argue against this, and to disprove a lie takes a whole lot more effort than the lie itself. So we're always sort of playing on the back foot. I'm sick of playing on the back foot, Greg. We got about a minute left in this segment. What is your call to action to, like, myself and any other InfoWarriors out there, other than just, like, getting, you know, what you've already said, being prepared, talking to your neighbors? I mean, what are you doing to prepare?
I mean, we probably should have never left the Capitol on January 6th, but that's, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, looking back. There's a lot of moments looking back where I was like, wow, if only we would have held our ground, you know? Yeah. Eventually, this is going to take, this is probably eventually going to come to violence. You know, we don't live in a fantasy movie. I don't put my faith in history, but you know, if you get a general idea of the nature of humanity, not just in history, but in your own lives, I know evil. I have evil within me. I'm familiar with evil. I get it. And this is a part, we live in a jungle. And what's scariest to me is that the herd does not know what's coming. And the herd is not our enemy. They might drag us down, but we could, I would still like to see us all, you know, try to help each other, but at least help your communities. Right now, my advice, get together with your friends, your neighbors, make sure you're ready. Because it's not fear-mongering at this point. It's not hyperbole.
It's just the truth.
It's like, bring it on already, you know?
I know. I'm right there with you. Greg Reese, everybody. Thank you so much.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, This full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.